Good morning, church. Do you know what? I've got to say, how awesome was that worship? How awesome was that word that Joe brought about those of us that struggle with anxiety? I couldn't hold my hand up for the whole thing because I was strumming a guitar at the time. But I also got to confess that I struggle with anxiety at times, which you might not think when I'm up at the front every week playing instruments. But I think it's important that we all just sort of, we can all actually stand up and look around and go, yeah, do you know what? Most people in this room have struggled with anxiety or are struggling with anxiety. And do you know what? It's just amazing that actually that word, I think, really flows fantastically well into what I've got for you this morning. Because I'm going to be carrying on, in fact, finishing off this series of mission that we've been looking at throughout the month of May. And, you know, we've had various guest speakers in. So we've had Edward and Rachel Issett. We've had Mark Ritchie, we've had the guys from Safe Families UK. So there's been loads and loads of amazing stories, amazing testimonies, amazing things about what you can do to get involved in mission. And I kind of was thinking, well, how do I kind of follow on from some of the amazing stories of different missionaries and the great things that Mark does? And what I want to do is I want to sort of really kind of reflect back over what we've learned the last month and how we can apply that to our own individual lives. And I want to start really with what I think flows on from that conversation about anxiety, because I want to talk to you about regrets. We all live with regrets, and regrets can be reflected in the way that we continue to live our lives. I'm filled with regret. Yesterday, I went to the barbers and asked them to cut it a little bit shorter than normal. And this is a regret. And I'm thinking, well, I hope it don't take too long to grow back out again. And so we all live with regrets. You know, another regret of mine was the first time I ever sent a Valentine's card. Because I said I was in year, I don't know, I must have been about 9. And I plucked up the courage to write this Valentine's card. And I, you know, gave it to this girl in my class. And then she started going out with my best mate, which was really a bit of a kick in the teeth. So that was a big regret. I think it deserves a bit of a bigger R than that. I was devastated at 8 years old or whatever. But our regrets impact the decisions that we then go on to make. So do you know what? It took a very long time after that before I wrote another Valentine's card, which sounds really sad, but that's the truth. And actually, we can do things and we can regret things, and it stops us and it hinders us later on from making future decisions. I think there are two types of regret. There's regret that we did something, and there's regret that we didn't do something. Let me give you a few very, very simple examples. They can be missed opportunities, like, I wish I tried a slice of Diane's chocolate orange cheesecake. That's a regret. Or another regret, I wish I'd not had that third slice of Diane's chocolate orange cheesecake. You see, two different sides of the coin. Regrets for missed opportunities. Fear of missing out. Regrets for doing stuff and wish that we'd never done it or wish that we'd done something different. Some of our regrets in the past may seem trivial, but at the time they were devastating. Some of our regrets can cause deep-seated issues and anxiety within us that then impact things that we do in the future. Some of them could be really serious. I wish I'd spent more time with my daughter when she was younger, for example. Or I wish I'd seen that person one last time. In our own strength, regrets are very hard things to live with. They shape our decisions, sometimes in a good way. Sometimes we make stupid mistakes and we learn from them. Next time around, we'll do things differently. But when we go through those experiences, they can leave us stained. Maybe we lack the courage to share our faith because we struck out in the past. Maybe we're afraid of looking like a fool. Maybe we took a step of faith and it backfired. Maybe we plucked up the courage to do something and it didn't work out how we wanted it to happen. And those issues we all live with. So as we've been thinking back over this month of mission, we're going to just put that issue of regrets to one side for a minute. and we're going to talk about mission, and then we'll bring those back out again a little bit later. You see, we've heard lots of stories about mission, and I think it's important as we look back over these stories that we just have a clear understanding of what mission is in our mind. You see, as I was preparing this message, one thing stood out to me. Mission is actually a very, very simple thing. But we make it to be very, very complicated. So mission is this. It says in Matthew 28, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" Our mission is simple, but at the same time, it's daunting and it's scary. Share the good news of Jesus. It's a simple thing. There are other verses to talk about how specifically we do that. It says in James to look after the orphans and widows in their distress and to keep yourself from being polluted by the world. It says in Matthew, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." It says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Mission is simple. Mission is sharing Jesus with others. That is mission. We can get caught up in the where of mission and the when of mission and the who of mission. But we should never get caught up in the why of mission, because the why of mission is mission. We do it because there are thousands of people out there that need to hear the good news of Jesus. That is mission. Your mission is about where you are. Today you might be in Louth. Tomorrow you might be in Grimsby. Next year you might be in Africa. Who knows? But they are outworkings of mission, but your mission is simple and your mission continues day after day after day. Over this month of mission, you've received various challenges. Should I get involved in local mission? We do specific events called mission. We have Mission Week where you can volunteer and you can help the mission of sharing Jesus by serving on the kids team. You can help the mission of sharing Jesus by getting involved in the toddler group. You can help the mission of sharing Jesus by turning up to all the different events that we put on. You can get involved in mission trips. Should I go on a mission trip? Your mission remains the same whether you're on a mission trip or whether you're at home. But you can get involved in mission trips as an outworking of how you fulfill mission. Should I partner with Safe Families UK? Should I be prepared to be a resource partner so I can help people in my town? Could I be one of the other levels of partner where I help families and I look after their children and I do things to help them on a weekly basis? Should I have invited someone to Mark Ritchie? Should I come along to mission events where I invite my non-Christian friends? Shall we pray about it? Shall we ask God for wisdom? Well, you can, but I already know the answer. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. God wants you to share Jesus with the world. You should look for every opportunity to do that. So the answer is yes. Many years ago, me and Math went to the cinema and we went to see a film called Yes Man. And I'm not going to say I recommend this film, but it's a good point to make. Starring Jim Carrey. And it's about a film. It's about a man who just said no to everything. Whenever opportunities were presented to him, no, not interested. and he led a very dull life. And one day, something happened and he lost the ability to say no. So every question that was presented to him, he had to say yes. And throughout the story, you see him doing things that he would have never done, like bungee jumping and going on a motorbike and doing all these crazy things that he would have never agreed to do. I'm not saying we say yes to everything in life, but when it comes to, shall I do something that fulfills the mission that I have been given to share Jesus with the world, there is no, no. The answer is yes. So then as I thought about that, I thought, well, if it's that simple, why don't we all do it? Why don't I do that? You see, I'm saying all of this as someone who really struggled to share my faith, still struggles to share my faith. Over the years, I've attended many events where I've come along on my own, not invited friends, where I've had friends that are not saved, and I've thought, shall I tell them about Jesus? And I've bottled it, and I haven't done. And I've missed opportunities. And I regret some of those where I didn't step out in faith. I'd lack the confidence. And I think we all probably fall into that. I don't think there's probably any of us in the room who could say, yeah, do you know what? Every opportunity God gave me, I took. So for the next few minutes, let's just talk about some of those things that our mission should be and some of those things that gets in the way of it. Some of those things that stop us from doing effective mission in our lives. So here are four things that you need to be effective in your mission, in your life. And the first one is this, you need to be intentional. I heard someone once say that in the heat of the moment, we make bad decisions, but we can plan our responses now so that in the heat of the moment, we already know what our decision will be. And the same thing can apply to when we're presented with opportunities for mission. Do you know what? I decide today that the next time this church puts on an event where we are asked to invite our non-Christian friends, I make that decision today that I'm going to invite someone. Maybe you decided not to come to Mark Ritchie. It was packed. I have no idea who did and didn't. Whatever your reason, I want to encourage you today to make a decision that the next time you are presented with an opportunity, you make the most of it. You grab the bull by the horns and you say, yes, I am going to invite someone along to an event where they might hear about Jesus. If we're not intentional in the way that we do mission, we just go through life and we let so many opportunities pass us by. And I don't think that's what God wants us to do. And I don't think that's who God wants us to be. The second thing is this. The mission in our life should be strategic. To put it simply, we need to ensure that we make deliberate choices to place ourselves in situations that give us opportunities to share our faith. I'll say that again. We need to ensure that we make deliberate choices to place ourselves in situations that give us opportunities to share our faith. In our Connect group, we've just finished a series where we were talking about evangelism. And we've often prayed, God, this week, place me in a situation where I can share the gospel. Give me opportunities this week. God can do incredible things, but I think we need to get out of the house first. It's one thing sitting in your room saying, God, give me an opportunity to share you with somebody, and then never walking into town and bumping into anybody. God will give us opportunities, but we have to be prepared to actually make that first step and actually follow where God wants us to be. If you struggle to think of anyone that you know that is not already a Christian, then your mission is not strategic. That doesn't mean that you go out and start shouting and preaching the gospel like in the marketplace, but it does mean that you should have a life. You should have a life that is outside of church. You should have a life that involves daily seeing people that you know need the love of God. Now, let's be clear about that. We should not always be putting ourselves into situations where it compromises our faith, puts us in danger, or things like that. But we should be actually going out and doing things that interact with people that don't know Jesus. If the only friends you have are already Christians, then you're limiting your mission on this earth. In Mark, it says it is not the healthy. Jesus said it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. If a doctor never went into a hospital, how could he do his job? In the same way, how can a Christian fulfill the Great Commission if you don't actually get out there? So here's my deeply spiritual suggestion to you. Go out, join a club, go to the gym, go out for a drink, chat to parents in the playground, join the Silver Surfers. Whatever it is that you can get involved in, go and get involved in stuff and meet people that need the love of Jesus in their life. Fill your life with unsafe people because you are filling yourself with opportunities to share your faith. Not because you want a project, but because you love people enough to make an effort with them. You love God's children enough that you want to see them saved. Let's be strategic. The third thing, unashamed. Think back to the beginning. Think about your regrets. Maybe you still live with disappointment or embarrassment because we chose to tell someone about our faith and they rejected it. That can feel like they reject you. Maybe you invite someone to make a commitment and they said no. Maybe you don't want to be disappointed again if they don't respond the way that you want them to respond. Last time Mark Ritchie came, I stepped out and I invited a friend to come to that event. Not only did they say no, but they took such offense to me inviting them to come to a church event that it broke down the friendship that I had with that person. And at that point, when we said, Mark Ritchie's coming back again, I had a decision to make. Do I choose to invite someone else and risk the rejection that I experienced the last time? Or do I say, this is an opportunity that God has given me? And I did. I invited someone. We invited someone. We invited some friends of ours to come to the event. It's scary. It can be scary, but that is our mission. Our mission is simple. Preach the gospel. We need to show people Jesus' love by sharing our faith. So what does it mean to preach the gospel? I think we can get caught up in it being in meaning standing at the front and talking at everybody. That doesn't necessarily mean what that means. There's a phrase that is often attributed to St. Francis of Assisi and often misquoted, and it says this: preach the gospel at all times. When necessary, use words. But what he actually said was this: it is no use walking anywhere to preach unless our walking is our preaching. St. Francis of Assisi lived his life speaking the gospel to people and sharing the gospel through the way that he lived his life, through his deeds, through his works. He lived in the tension of those two things. How much of our mission should be through just helping people? And how much of our mission should be through preaching, through telling people that Jesus died for them and he loves them? We live in the tension of the middle of that. And if we're too far one way, we can live and we can be nice and people can be helped by us and never receive Jesus. And if we're too far the other way, we can tell everybody how much Jesus loves them and watch them burn. So we need to be here unashamedly sharing the love of Jesus through our words, through the way we live our life, through the way we help people. Because that is our mission. Should I help Safe Families UK? Is not a question. Yeah. Should I help? Should I do something that will help people? There's only one reason that I can think that nobody, that anybody in this room should say, no, I won't help Safe Families. And that is if you do not have an email address. Because the only requirement to help Safe Families UK is give them your email address. And if all you do is get an email and go, no, I don't have a cooker I can give them, delete, that is it. So if our mission is to share the love of Jesus with people and we're given an opportunity to do that, then I want to encourage you, the answer is yes. The answer is always yes. We should be living a bold and unashamed life for Christ. One that's filled with love and compassion for the lost, and one that is desperate to see people that are on a course for destruction turned around and put on a course to eternity. When people see you, they should see a life that they desire. They should see a God that they desire reflected in you. They should see something different, something that is missing from their own life. But let's not stop there. Let's tell them about Jesus as well. And the fourth thing is this. Our mission should be faith-filled. We need to go into every conversation trusting that God is with us. Trusting that God has a plan and a purpose for that person in their situation. We should have confidence in God. Maybe your past experience has put you off from sharing the gospel. Maybe that rejection, maybe that worry, maybe that anxiety still holds you back. Maybe you cling on to the frustration that you've experienced in the past. Now is the time to let go of that and hand it over to Jesus. That worry of, I'm worried about sharing my faith. Now is the time to say, God, do with that what you want, because I make a decision today that I am going to fulfill my mission by sharing your love every opportunity I get. So our mission should be intentional. Let's make a decision. It should be strategic. Let's get ourselves around people that need saving. It should be unashamed. Let's have confidence that we know that we have the greatest thing that we can offer to anybody we meet. And it should be faith-filled. Let's have the confidence to know that we worship a God that saves, that has saved, and that will save. We should have confidence in God.